Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop, Backstage Pass podcast, and Metal Shop. We're talking here with Trey Pemberton, guitarist for Creeping Death. You may have seen them when they came through with Terror. You may have seen them when they came through with Power Trip. I was at both shows and you guys killed it. First off, Trey, down in Texas, how's everything going for you, man? Are you you staying home? Or you have to go into work? Or how's things going for you, man? How are you holding it down? And how are you staying sane?
Yeah, we're you know, staying inside. We're, you know, I'm with my family, so I'm not like completely alone, so that's pretty cool. We're getting to spend some family time, but yeah, we're staying inside. My parents both work from home now, which mm-hmm. is good. I work in mental health, so I still have to go into the office, mm-hmm. but luckily the office is closed for face-to-face visits, so I'm really just sitting there alone and just answering phones and, you know, sending emails and stuff like that. So it's pretty chill on my end. I'm honestly pretty lucky to still be able to work. And, you know, I just go from home to work and back and forth, and that's really it. So, yeah, and as far as staying sane, just playing a lot of video games.
What are you playing?
Right now I'm actually playing Madden. I was playing Call of Duty for a while. They got a new update on Warzone. That's pretty sweet. So been putting a lot of hours into Call of Duty. I beat Red Dead Redemption 2 the other day, and then I just bought God of War. So I've been getting some mad gaming in. I still got a lot on my list I'm trying to knock out during quarantine. So, you know, I figure I got plenty of time.
All right, Trey. So you just listed off some like shooting games and some pretty badass ones. I don't know if this is too unmetal of me to ask, and I haven't played it myself, but have you touched any Animal Crossing yet?
I have not. I have friends that do play.
Yeah.
See, for me,
it looks addicting.
I don't really get it. I ask people, I'm like, what do you do? He's like, oh, you just kind of do chores for things. And so you can upgrade your little island. I was like, so like,
you collect turnips.
Yeah. So I'm like, so you're doing chores for people so you can get things. It's like what you do to exist. Like I can do that. Like, what's the point? I don't get it. That's just my thing. I don't really get it.
Yeah, it's like Sims, kind of.
Right? If you can't win a championship or kill something, then I don't want to play it.
Fair enough, dude. That's going to be the pull quote from this one. If you can't win a championship or win a championship from shooting something, who knows? Like, Unreal Tournament.
Either one. I like competition, man. That's my thing.
Nice, man. Well, you mentioned that you're in mental health, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation or anything, but that's certainly going to be something that, like, your field is something that is 100% essential during this time for a lot of people, and, mm-hmm. and more so just, yeah, dude, totally essential, because I think a lot of people need a lot of help right now and are going to.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am not, like, a trained medical professional by any means. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, do work at the office and stuff like that. But, you know, I have a rapport with the patients as well, and I talk to them, and they're very, very happy and are very grateful that they're still able to have appointments and mm-hmm. still able to talk to their doctors and whatnot, because it's stressful for everyone, you know, so everyone's got to have someone to talk to and hopefully help them get through this.
How about like writing music? Have you been staying home and writing any riffs or just jamming out? And have you guys done any like band Zoom meetings or hangouts?
Yeah, well, I've got a bunch of voice memos on my phone. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I have a drum set at the house. I just kind of drum for fun. But no, not really. We're trying to figure out a way. We're trying to plan something where we can like get together and do some sort of, I don't know. So we want to do something, but we want it to be of quality, but we haven't really figured out how to go about it. Yeah, we don't want to just do like a live stream of just our practice space like
yeah.
Some people. I'm not hating on anyone doing that. That's completely chill, and I like the content and I like seeing people jam. But if we want to do something, we want to do it like high, a little bit higher mm-hmm. production quality than just, you know, Facebook Live, you know.
I've seen a couple amazing ones like Code Orange's record release show, Year of the Knife did a really cool one.
This was excellent. And I saw Mothership the other day. They did a really cool one.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So a lot of bands are doing it. We want to do something where it's like that, you know. It's like it's very high quality kind of thing. But we have, like I said, we haven't really figured out how to go about doing it yet. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It could be just a pipe dream. We'll see.
Well, now you got all the time to figure it out. And I think this situation is breeding some creativity with artists and whatnot. I did want to talk about, you know, not to get too into the weeds with like, you know, this kind of world issues going on right now. I wanted to talk to you about 2019, man, really being what I would consider from an outsider's perspective, like the breakout year for Creeping Death. Do you think that would mm-hmm. be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I mean, it's the year we dropped our first LP mm-hmm. and, you know, most people hadn't heard of us prior to that. You know, we were pretty limited, even within the hardcore scene. We were limited to the area we were able to tour to for a while. So, you know, I wasn't like surprised at all that it was, you know, once we started to play outside of the areas we normally played, that, you know, people were gonna, I guess, not notice, but, you know, I always saw how that went for bands. Just the more you play out of town, the more people kind of pay attention. That's just kind of how it works usually. So we were hyped, like, you know, but still, like, we didn't expect the fanfare that the album got.
Yeah.
Like, after we released it, that was definitely far exceeded our expectations, for sure. I'm not sure what we expected, but it wasn't what we had received. So it's been really cool.
Well, I mean, the album's killer. In case you're listening, you're like, what's the album? It's called Wretched Illusions. The band's Creeping Death, and we're talking with Trey Pemberton, the guitarist from that record. He definitely stands out as having a ton of energy live, and you guys totally shred. And you mentioned a little bit about the not even getting that much traction in like the hardcore scene, or you know, you weren't even that big in that scene. And you bringing up hardcore, I wanted to ask, like, because you guys, from an outsider perspective, if you were just listening to the album, I'd be like, damn, that's like an awesome thrashing, like, death metal record. But you guys obviously have some sort of connection to, like, Terror. And you know, I saw you guys tour with Terror. So you obviously have some connection to hardcore. Is that, like, the scene that you grew up in?
Oh, absolutely. We're all hardcore kids. Like, we all kind of knew each other from hardcore shows in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to shows since probably around 2011, 2012.
Okay.
That's where I met Eric, our bass player. That's where I met all of them. Reese, too. Reese has been going to shows in Dallas. Reese is actually pretty much has been neighbors with Riley Gale for years.
From like, Power Trip, yeah.
Just different places around town in Dallas. Like, we all kind of came up in the same scene and knew each other. So, you know, that's what we're all kind of from. Hardcore is cool because nowadays it's like, you see a lot of different types of bands kind of come out of that. You know, it's not very uncommon to see bands that are like softer also play with hardcore bands, but like metal bands
mm-hmm.
play with those same kind of bands. It's like, you know, very lots of mixed bills, lots of diverse stuff going on, and people are pretty accepting. So you can just get with your friends and jam out kind of whatever you want. And that's kind of how we started. It was just like, oh, these were the shows that we had grown up going to mm-hmm. and knew how to get on. So, you know, when people are always asking us, it's like, oh, like, where you got, you guys are all the karate in the pit stuff. I'm like, well, dude, we're hardcore kids. You know, we started as a hardcore band. Like,
yeah.
We're not, that's not going to go away. I don't think. Like, I hope we don't stop having the, you know, support from the hardcore scene. I still like going to hardcore shows. I still love hardcore. So, you know, it shouldn't take away from the whole metal aspect just because we're playing in a metal band. We want to have fun and play to really anyone.
Yeah.
Just anyone that wants to jam and headbang, you know?
It's all heavy, man. I mean, bands like Ringworm,
yeah, exactly.
Bands like Integrity, like those bands will easily play, you know, like a hardcore festival or a metal festival. And even one of the, like, you know, I mean, like Hatebreed, dude, like they could play, you know, a hardcore festival and then they could play a metal festival. They're playing the same songs, but it's just the same thing, man. And like, if it's heavy, it's heavy. And like those boundaries, you know, it's 2020, man. Like there doesn't need to be those boundaries, you know, bands like Gatecreeper, bands like Power Trip, bands like Creeping Death. You guys are, you know, it's like the new version of Crossover.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. It's pretty sick. I like how a lot of the new metal and death metal bands coming out have some sort of tie to the hardcore scene at some point. A lot of them do anyway,
yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, man. So, like, you grew up in hardcore and got that was kind of like how you grew up. What was the first time you heard like a sick death metal record that like really connected with you? What was your first exposure to death metal or like thrash metal that really like made you go, oh man, I want to write some metal riffs?
So for me, it's like I actually was exposed to thrash metal pretty early. It was
okay.
One of the first like kind of guitar like bands. My mom really likes like Slayer, and she really likes Metallica.
Oh my god, you got a Slayer mom.
I do. She likes all that stuff. She really likes Lamb of God too.
That's awesome.
So like, you know, you come up with stuff like that, but I didn't really get into the really like death metal stuff until I started to listen to more death metal influenced like hardcore bands like Harm's Way, Black Breath, Nails,
nice.
Stuff like that. And then I just, you know, naturally you're curious, you dive into the inspirations of the bands you like, and it's like, oh, this kind of style, Swedish death metal, here are these kind of bands that, you know, use the same kind of style and guitar tone. I looked up Grave and Tombed like back to back, and I was like, oh my god, like this is the coolest stuff ever. And then
give me an HM2
because dude, that's funny. It's like I looked at it, immediately looked it up, and I was like, I can't afford that. So I was all right. But went down the YouTube rabbit hole, and after that, it just went to a bunch of different death metal bands that, you know, then it hit Obituary and Sepultura and a whole bunch of stuff. And I was just sitting there for hours, and I just went and downloaded a bunch of stuff and been jamming it ever since. It's been pretty sweet.
Nice, man. Well, I got a couple random questions to ask you, and keep in mind that this is totally off the cuff, and he has not been pre-screening these questions, so I'm totally putting you on the spot here. If you were a wrestler or UFC fighter or boxer, and you could pick your own theme song, what would it be?
Oh, it would be Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Yeah, I'm coming out to good vibes only. If I'm gonna get into a fight, I'm not trying to be all I'm trying to focus on the task at hand. I'm trying to feel loose, you know.
Yep.
I'm not trying to be all tight and tense, you know. That's just how, for me anyway. Like that's personally how I operate. If I'm all tight and tense, I get really anxious and I don't perform as well usually. So that's just me.
Nice. Return of the Mac. That is a classic, dude. There's songs from that era that you can forget. You cannot forget that one. That's one that immediately, like that and Warren G and Montel Jordan and what's that one? Love You Down by Enage.
See, music like that is like the music that I listened to when I was like a kid. Like that's what I kind of really came up on. It was like that and rap music.
Well, okay. Well, who are maybe your top favorite MCs of all time?
Oof, of all time. See, I can't do it of all time because
there's
the eras are so different. Like, I basically do it like 90s, and then I break it off, and then the 2000s to about 2010, and then I break it off, and then I do 10 to like now. So,
okay.
Like,
do you still listen to rap music now?
Oh hell yeah!
Okay,
absolutely.
Well then, your top five current. favorites?
Top five current. Right now, Young Thug.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert. Mm-hmm. Lil Baby, and Playboi Carti. Those are my go-to dudes.
Okay, nice, dude. So, Lil Baby and DaBaby. I always get those two confused.
I know a lot of people do. They both kind of have their own, like, people think they're, like, very similar. I think, like, if you really dive in, like, the minutia, they're pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like metal, where people, like, oh, all this stuff sounds the same. So, yeah, but if you actually, like, listen to it, it's not all the same, you know, so.
I really loved there's the Hip Hop Evolution show on Netflix. I really loved the episode on Houston. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
With DJ Screw.
I love Screw some stuff. Oh, yeah. And obviously being from Texas and playing Houston all the time, which, you know, hit the screwed up records and tapes and place and all that. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Houston's got a cool culture.
That's awesome, man. Well, yeah, we're talking all kinds of stuff here, man. We're talking everything from wrestling theme songs to death metal to hip-hop. And all right, well, here's another random one at you. If we were to go to karaoke, and I don't know if you drink or if you're, you know, non-drinker. If we were to go to karaoke and I'd either give you too much sugar or too much alcohol and you had to pick a song, what song would you sing for karaoke?
That's tough. I don't know, because I'm not a big karaoke guy.
But you gotta pick one.
I don't know a lot of words to songs, so I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, it'd probably be Return of the Mac. Again,
there you go.
Like, it's probably, you know, same answer.
Okay.
It's a very versatile song, you know.
Nice.
A lot of occasions you could use it for.
Okay. I like that. Sticking with the classic, the one that you love for all occasions. Now let's talk a little bit about some albums that made an impact on you. So mm-hmm. within every genre, so you know anything that we've discussed or anything beyond. What are four albums that have made a positive impact on your life?
Oh man, let's see. Metallica, Ride the Lightning. For
hell yeah.
Sure.
Well, Creeping Death. I mean.
Yeah, like, I mean,
obviously,
you know, that's pretty obvious. let's see. I would say, oh, this is so hard. There's so many albums. Probably Around the World in a Day by Prince. I love Prince.
Nice. Okay.
Let's see. Another one. All right. In the metal realm, like death metal realm, there's a band called Blood Red Throne.
Yeah, they're sick.
Really the band. Yeah, the band that inspired me to really start Creeping Death. Like, that's the one band I was like, I want to actually play death metal was that. So I would say the first album I heard from them was Come Death. So probably that one. So Come Death by Blood Red Throne. And then the last one positively influenced my life. This one's going to be weird, but, The Fall of Troy, what's that album?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a great band. They're from my area.
Yeah. I was about to say they're from Washington. Doppelganger. Yeah. That was my favorite album when I was in high school.
It's a very cool band.
That got me through a lot of, you know, the high school era. So that was a very formative era. Like album for me, so that one was very important.
Talk about bands that are unique that just like totally cross all genre boundaries.
Absolutely, and Shred. Like, I still don't understand how he sings and plays that stuff at the same time.
So talented, and they were hella young when they wrote that too. They were really, really young.
Yeah, it blows my mind because I still can't play that stuff, and I'm like 26 now.
Right on, man. Well, just one more question for you, man. If it's one that we like to ask pretty much any musician we get on the phone with, because you guys tend to have pretty good stories with this. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got that scar.
Ooh, I don't actually have a whole lot of scars, but I can tell you a story about how I had a very violent concussion my first year of playing Texas football.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Texas football, that's serious business.
Yeah, so I think, oh, man, I moved there when I was 12 or 13. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing, like, peewee football or whatever,
yeah.
And I'm playing safety at the time. And I come down, and I make a tackle, and that's fine. And then my teammate comes and smashes everyone, and that was the hit that wrecked me. I, after that point, I don't remember the rest of the game. I basically came to throwing up in my parents' toilet, and then I came to practice the next week, and I had to ask my teammates, like, who won? Like, what happened? I don't remember after the second quarter.
Damn, dude.
They're like, you're kidding me. Like, what? Like, you're joking. But yeah, that was pretty gnarly. Like, they don't mess around down here. But it was cool. It was fun. I loved playing football back in the day.
Good Lord. Damn, dude. That's gnarly. All right. Well, that was a good story, man. I appreciate it. So, like I said, Trey Pemberton from Creeping Death. Do you have any final words for the Northwest audience? Anything to say while we're all stuck here at home doing the smart and healthy thing?
Everyone, you know, stay home, stay safe, stay healthy, take care of your loved ones. If you're, I know a lot of people are struggling right now, but if you're so inclined, if you're so, you know, if you're able, we have merch. We have a lot of merch. Our tour was canceled midway through the tour. Mm-hmm. So we have a surplus of stuff. So if you want to visit our Big Cartel, creepingdeath.bigcartel.com, we have a bunch of merch from tour that you guys can check out, and we'll ship to you. And it would help us out. We would very much appreciate it.
And check out their album, Wretched Illusions, available now. Trey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.